Thank you and good morning. Eureka police continue their investigation into a shooting incident at the Palco Marsh on Wednesday morning. When officers reached the scene, they contacted a man who had suffered a serious gunshot wound to his leg. The injured man told officers he had been walking through the marsh in a greenbelt area near Vigo Street with a companion when he was shot in the leg by an unknown assailant from an unknown location. That story didn't pan out as officers conducted an investigation and determined the victim was not telling the truth. Eureka police determined that the victim had been accidentally shot by a second man, 44-year-old Arcata resident Billy Joe Rutherford, and that the shotgun that had been fired had been stolen from a residence in Eureka during a recent burglary. During a search of the area, officers recovered more firearms, including what appears to be a Civil War-era musket and a double-barreled shotgun. No arrests have been made as of yet, and police are still working to determine how the men came to be in possession of that stolen shotgun and if they had any involvement in its theft. Congressman Jared Huffman's office reports some good news from Congress. A bill that Huffman sponsored that would see Trinity County conduct a land swap with the federal government has been passed. The Trinity County Land Exchange Act will allow the county to trade 100 acres of forest land for a 47-acre parcel of land near the Weaverville Airport. That piece of property is perfectly suited to the county's economic development plans and will provide both access to the Trinity River as well as be part of future development. Congressman Huffman's office also issued a release outlining his opposition to the proposed Keystone Pipeline that, if built, would ship oil extracted in Canada to United States ports for export overseas. Huffman has introduced a bill in the House that would require that any bill passed by Congress be paired with an estimation of its carbon footprint and the impact it would have on the environment. And he said in a statement that if the carbon footprint information were available today, he believes many members of the House and Senate would rethink their position on the Keystone Pipeline. The Board of Regents for the University of California have proposed another tuition hike, but the State Assembly announced on Wednesday that they oppose any further increases. Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins said in a statement that a proposed tuition increase of 25% for in-state students was unacceptable and listed several alternatives, including increasing funding for the UC system, increasing the tuition for out-of-state students, and an increase to Cal grants to lessen the cost of going to a UC campus. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department is preparing for the holidays and its annual Toy Drive and Santa for Seniors program. The Share the Magic of Christmas toy drive begins on November 28th, and collection barrels will be placed at locations and businesses throughout Eureka through December 16th. In addition, the fire department will hold its 6th annual Santa for Seniors program in partnership with the Senior Resource Center in Eureka. On Monday, Humboldt Bay firefighters presented the Companion Animal Foundation with a check for $7,000 raised at the foundation's Bark in the Park 2014 event. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Talk to Humboldt County School Superintendent Gary Eagles, and there's a good chance when the talk gets to funding local education programs, he will lean on that word, local. Eagles and other education officials in smaller and rural districts have been arguing for greater local control in how state education funding is spent in their districts. And after a year of practice, the State Board of Education has adopted a spending template that allows for greater local control.
It used to be that there were a lot of budgetary areas that went to schools. You were given a certain amount of monies, and you were expected to do certain things with them. The governor, rightly so, said that doesn't make sense for Sacramento to dictate how local districts ought to spend their monies. What we need to do is give them the funds to then be able to decide how best to serve their particular students.
In Humboldt County, that means more emphasis on students learning English as a second language or students who need additional resources to keep pace with their classmates. Eagles also said that he would like the state to simplify their templates that require school districts to track their spending.
The majority of policies written by Sacramento with the one-size-fits-all mentality are geared for large urban or larger suburban districts, and they generally don't apply to rural school districts, and they correspondingly provide a heavier bureaucratic burden on the smaller districts.
The final decision gives local districts much greater leeway in how state education funds are spent. And that's the news on this rainy Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.